Now, I am delighted to be joined by Claudia Tormey. And Claudia is from the Sick of Plastic campaign. Good morning, Claudia, and welcome to Northside Today.
Good morning, how are you?
I am well. Claudia, Sick of Plastic. Plastic has been in the news a huge amount lately between what we are seeing in our oceans, what we have finally seeing, I suppose, people, and this is what you're going to talk to us about today, people saying to their supermarkets that they don't want to be taking home plastic at the rate that they have been.
Yeah, people are really frustrated now because plastic is everywhere. We know the harm it's doing to the planet. For the past year or two, we've been just getting this in the media and through David Attenborough and all these different documentaries. So it's just frustrating that we have those facts and we know what it's doing to the planet, yet we're not doing much to reduce the amount of plastic that we're consuming. So one way that we can take an action as consumers and as citizens, regular people, is to just refuse plastic and just deliver the message home to our producers and our retailers and say, look, this plastic does not serve a purpose. I want you to get rid of it. So we're looking at the plastic packaging that's like ECTA. So the plastic that's wrapped around your vegetables and your fruit, and plastic packaging that could be easily replaced by an alternative like paper, recyclable material, compostable material. And we're trying to say to supermarkets, can you please get rid of this and find a better alternative? And the way we can send a message is simply by removing our plastic packaging and leaving it behind in the shops.
I find it amazing, Claudia, that people, and I won't even say people, but I will say that retailers insist on putting stuff which nature has already wrapped. And I'm talking here particularly of, we'll say, the likes of oranges, bananas, apples. Nature has already wrapped them, and yet retailers and distributors insist on putting them into plastic.
It's crazy, and it doesn't really make any sense. But, like, it's also convenient, and it's such a cheap material that it's just been used and it's getting out of hand. But I guess where the supermarket's coming from, they want to sell you more produce. So they could wrap 10 carrots into a plastic bag and make you buy 10 carrots, even if you only need 2 carrots for whatever you're making. Or if you're only one person, you're not a family, why are you being made to buy 10 carrots? And that's where we're also coming at, like, why are they pushing so much produce? And this is resulting also in food waste at home for people that don't actually need to buy that much stuff. So for supermarkets, it's convenient for them because they're making people buy more. And in some cases, they would argue that it looks better, it's cleaner, it's all of these wonderful things. But in reality, we don't need the plastic. It's creating harm to the environment. It's adding to what we have to put in our bins at home, which we have to pay for, because the soft plastic cannot go into your recycling bin. It has to go into the general waste bin. And this is the bin that goes to landfill and incineration. And you have to pay for that bin by waste. So why are we being made to take this home? And like you said, we don't need it because our vegetables come in their own wrapping. The comb is protected with skin, like nature has designed for us. So why are we putting it in plastic?
It's one of those things that I think you've explained it pretty well. Now, I know that a lot of the major supermarket chains have recently put bins in place, strange as it might seem, and I would imagine that the bins were made of plastic, in order for shoppers to dispose of the plastic and not bring it home with them.
Yeah, and we actually welcome them because they're responding to our actions. They're saying, okay, look, we've noticed you're leaving your plastic packaging behind. Instead of leaving us the till, why don't you put it in this bin? So they're acknowledging what we're doing. And the next step for supermarkets to take is to say, okay, now we're taking all your plastic packaging. We need to get rid of this because it's now a burden on them. They have to deal with the plastic waste now. So we welcome those supermarkets responding to these actions. And we're quite eager for them to take the next step in reducing the plastic packaging. And I do want to say that supermarkets have made progress, but there's still a lot to be done. And there's no incentive for people to choose without plastic. Like, one thing that we've noticed in a survey that we did recently with the public, asking them, what have you seen supermarkets do to reduce plastic? A lot of supermarkets, I'd say most supermarkets, are providing some loose produce, not everything, but those vegetables and fruits that you can buy loose are more expensive per item than if you were to buy packaged in plastic. So there's just no incentive for people to choose a more environmentally way. Therefore, supermarkets just have to make it super easy, make everything loose, don't bother with the plastic packaging. If you want to package things, do it in another way. Use another material. Just don't do it in plastic.
Now, as recently as the other day, I saw a survey. Now, I mean, we all know that surveys are, depending who commissioned the survey, will to a lot of greater extent maybe determine what the outcome of the survey is. But I will throw this out to you anyway, Claudia, and it's something that, you know, you're probably not on with us this morning to talk about. But the survey has shown, and studies have shown, that if we do not get a handle on the climate and emissions, and presumed by emissions, they're talking about the stuff we pump into the air, but also the likes of what you're talking about and what we're talking about this morning, plastic, etc. In the next 10 years that the planet is done for, the irreparable damage will have been done at that stage. Now, a lot of people, maybe yourself included, would say that the damage is irreparable and irreparable at this stage. But the experts seem to say that if we don't get a handle on it within the next 10 years, as a planet, we're done for.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's kind of the road that we're going down with the current way that we're living. If the IPCC report has pretty much told us that we have, I think it's 11 years now, it was 12 years when the report came out, we have 11 years to completely transform the way that we're living. We have a very, very small window to reduce the chances of us warming the planet even further. If we do go past that mark, we're going to be facing irreversible runaway climate. And that's going to, there's no going back. So, what may seem like small changes to us in our lives and in our actions and our behaviours, they will have a big impact, because we're telling producers and industry that they need to change. And if you want to talk about climate change and fossil fuels, plastic is a fossil fuel. And the clear plastic that you buy in the supermarket, that's all virgin plastic. It's new plastic. So that's coming directly from the ground, from the fossil fuels, from the gas, from the oil. And this is pushing the demand on the further extraction of our resources that are basically, we have to stop it. We have to keep those resources in the ground. We cannot keep burning and using fossil fuels the way that we have been for the past 50, 60 years. We have to stop it. And it's up to all of us to do something. And this is very real and easy thing for us to do. I mean, all the solutions are there. We have this window of hope. It's achievable, but it really will take a lot of huge transformative change. And if we all do our bit, I feel like we can get there. But like you said, we have 11 years. It's quite daunting and it can be scary, and it's easy to kind of switch off and not think about it. But if we all kind of come on board and do our bit, it really is achievable.
Claudia, before I go, and I mean, you have six bullet points, and you've covered them all, the six demands really, you know, for the supermarkets, and you have covered them all very eloquently in our chat today. But a question, and it might solve a lot of the issues here. Is there any way in which the proposals that you're putting forward could be made financially beneficial to people? Because there is nothing like the incentive of extra money in your pocket to get you to do something.
Yes, so that's why we're asking supermarkets to, instead of making loose produce more expensive, make it cheaper. Why should we have to pay more money to make better choices? It doesn't make any sense. And, like, there are more businesses offering more environmentally ways of doing things, but generally you have to pay more money. And we recognize that's not fair and it's not accessible to most people out there. And it's a small minority of people who can live green. So we want living green to be the norm, and it's for it to be affordable for everybody, and for it to be in every major supermarket, not just the smaller supermarkets who have more of a conscience, but because they're smaller, their prices have to be higher. So when you go into Lidl and Aldi, everything's cheaper. So we want everything in Lidl and Aldi and Tesco to be plastic-free, fully accessible to everybody, and not to have to be out of pocket for being good for the planet.
Claudia Tormey from Sick of Plastic, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Claudia. And I would encourage people to follow some of the hints that Claudia has given us, because even if you are using plastic, reuse it. Keep using it. Don't just use it once and throw it away. If it's a one-off use, you are damaging the planet, really, Claudia, aren't you?
Yeah, and if people are interested in joining the campaign, we have an online platform. So if they go to changex.org/sickofplastic, we have a map, and we have 400 people already signed up to join the campaign over 57 locations across the country. And what we're doing is we're bringing people together so that they can take organized action themselves. So people who are, let's say, in a tidy town or part of a parent association or part of a book club or whatever, if you have a community, or if you want to form a community, or even if you just want to start one up, you can go to Sick of Plastic campaign and put yourself on the map, and you can say, yes, we're prepared to take this action. We're going to organize a shop and drop, and we're going to help our community reduce plastic. So that's something that people can do if they're really keen to get involved.
Claudia Tormey from Sick of Plastic, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you very, very much, Claudia.
Thank you. Bye.